So I guess now's a good time for a question to both of you gentlemen. So I think on the non-hearing side, in other words, all the stuff that we do in front of judges where emotion, where people that are familiar with it is an easy thing, goes easily. But let me talk about jury trials for a second. So I think in today's America, dealing with the cynical jury, dealing with self-centered jurors, dealing with jurors that just are desensitized and really don't care is hard enough in person all the time. And for you to probe biases in state court is so much easier. So last year, I asked Judge Pittman, one of the only reasons I love federal court, but sometimes one of the only reasons I don't file in federal court is because I know I have to pick a really tough jury specific to the case, and federal judges just don't let me do that. That was last year. And so now this year, and here's my question, post-COVID, first to Judge Albright and then to Judge Pittman, do you allow litigants more leeway in the way they conduct the jury selection process than you did before COVID? Is it the same? How do you account for yet another hurdle to try and identify jurors that may hate you and won't
come? Let me phrase this. There's not been a change in the sense I've always allowed. I don't know what Robert does, but I've always allowed the lawyers to participate in the voir dire. So there's been no change there. What is more difficult. That's not the right word. It's much more time consuming now to do a COVID protocol. So the way we do it in Waco is we have the jury veneer panel come in, either me or my magistrate. I much prefer it being my magistrate. He's much friendlier and happier to do it, but I do it too. But we bring the jury panel in. I'm very blessed to have a huge John Grisham-like courtroom where I can see seven people, one per row this way, seven people, one per row this way. Spread out people in the jury box. We start off by asking them all of the basic questions without having an oral response. It's just, have you served on a jury before? Hold up your hand. Were you in the Army? Hold up your hand. Whatever it is, hold up your hand. That way we get, you know, the basic information without anyone having to get up or talk. Then what we do now, and it takes a lot longer to pick a jury this way, but is we then bring in the order that they've been seated, because it's random. That's how we make sure it's fair and impartial. We randomize the selection of where people sit and who they are. But starting with the person who is the number one jury person in the panel, they come up to a microphone, which is socially distanced. They can take their mask off. The judge doesn't have a mask on, but I'm up on the bench. And then we allow the lawyer who is socially distanced for each side to come up. And I'll ask, again, very basic questions for 5 or 10 minutes of each person and get some stuff. And then each lawyer gets to ask questions of the people one at a time. And so it's a mix of me asking, the lawyers asking, and they get to ask whatever they want within reason. I have a 7-person jury. I allow each side 4 strikes. So when I get to 15 people, I call up the lawyers. And if there's no one being stricken for cause, then that's enough people. And we do the strikes. Now, I will be doing my first criminal trial in May. And that's going to be much more difficult because there are so many more strikes and there are 12 people on a jury. So we're still working on how to figure that out. But I'm much more reticent to allow lawyers to ask questions during a criminal voir dire because there are constitutional implications and some difficulties there. But that's what I do with civil trials is the lawyers absolutely get to ask pretty much whatever questions they want.
Okay, before Judge Pittman goes, maybe I had assumed incorrectly, Judge Albright, have you done a jury selection process by Zoom or have they all been live?
I haven't. I have done all my trials have been live.
Okay. All right. Judge Pittman, do you have anything to add or change?
Sure. So I can't answer your question directly because I haven't had any jury trials since the pandemic. And it's largely for reasons that Alan mentioned about criminal trials. And that is that because they have to take precedence, they have the Speedy Trial Act that is pushes them above all civil cases. Then I do have some criminal cases that are awaiting trial. And just from a logistical perspective, we don't have a place to pick a jury of 12 or 13, much less for that jury to deliberate and be sufficiently socially distant. And so since we have to do criminal cases first and we can't accommodate criminal cases, then we're backing up on our civil docket. That being said, I will tell you what I have done, and like Alan, I do let lawyers participate in the jury selection, and I'll tell you, it's been an interesting kind of mixed bag, and I'll share this with you, not to be negative, and I don't want to sound negative, but I say this just by way of information. as somebody who really through my career only practiced in federal court, where during my time trying cases, I never had the opportunity to participate in jury selection. That was the judges in front of whom I practiced did all of that themselves. And I was would hear from my counterparts in the state system about how fun it was to pick a jury and how important it was. And when I would interview candidates to be assistant United States attorneys, often they would come from DA's offices.